We all know that college football is a whole different world. College sports in general is an extremely tough world to navigate right now. But the teams that do it well are well-oiled machines, well-run athletic departments, operations that are clean, and organizations that get it right. Organizations win titles at every single level. If you don't have a well-oiled machine, you can't really be successful. The question that I have, and what we're going to quickly talk about tonight, is do we think that Wisconsin is well-run right now? Do we have confidence that this athletic department can actually navigate through this minefield of college football? Or are we a program that's a little out of sync? Athletic departments make millions upon millions of dollars every year. And we have to obviously, you know, the organizations, the schools have to ensure that those departments are run well, right? That's why if you look at the Wisconsin UW Badgers athletic site, right? You look at the staff listing, the department is full of employees. There's tons of people that work for Wisconsin Athletics. And listen, a lot of those people are fantastic. You know, I've met some of those guys. There's some great people that work at the university. But this minefield that is college football right now, it's college sports in general, is so... I run a very large business for my day job, right? So I run shopping centers. And it takes a lot of organization. It takes a lot of things to be in sync. It takes a lot of things working right. It takes good communication, good planning, strategy, execution, people, you know, like all those things together make large organizations run. And now you've got college football. Let's just focus on football right now. You got football with just millions of dollars, no real rules in place, no contracts, wild, wild west. You're re-recruiting your roster every year. It's a tough thing to navigate. But there are schools that are getting it right. There are schools that are doing it. And I'm not just talking about schools that have the most money, the schools that have the $100+ million donors that, you know, just have, you know, tons of cash just laying around to give to athletes. I'm talking about the schools that get it right and they're run well. Now, do we know who all those schools are? No. But I think what you're going to find out very quickly is over the next 3 to 4 years, 2 to 3 years even, you're going to see the schools that do it right, that hire the right people, that have recruiting departments that are strong, NIL folks that are strong, good communicators throughout from the athletic department all the way down, right? Like those are the things that are going to allow you to win. We know college is almost becoming basically a pro sport. Well, look, let's look at that model. Look at the pro sports. My brother-in-law always says organizations win championships. He's right about that. And when you look across the NFL and you look at the teams that have been successful and that are successful year in and year out, it's because they're well-run organizations. I hate, as many people do, the Pittsburgh Steelers are just an annoying team, right? Seem like they have no quarterback any year, and yet they're always in the hunt. No matter they get lucky, they do. San Francisco 49ers, there's another team that gets lucky a lot, but they're well-run teams. They know how to build a roster, that roster construction of building from the inside out, focusing on those lines. And then building out from there. Look at the Steelers. I hate the Steelers, but look at that. Like, first of all, look at the Badgers that are on that team, right? I mean, they know where their bread is buttered. They know to draft up front. They focus on the interior of those lines. They get those trenches done. They worry about that defense. And then, yes, they don't put as much effort into those skill position players. And that's why they don't always have the best quarterback, but they're always in the hunt. Their floor is high. They're a well-run team. They're a well-run organization. And you can look across the NFL and look at a ton of well-run organizations. And then you can look across the NFL and look at some bad organizations, New York Jets, to some extent, the Miami Dolphins, teams that just don't really win a lot, that always seemingly are in the bottom of the NFL, the Cleveland Browns. Like, it's not just happenstance that those teams just kind of keep getting unlucky. It's because they're not well run. It's because if you look across the entirety of that organization, you'll see holes. The same thing can really be applied to college sports right now. And the better run organizations, the teams that know how to build those rosters and that roster construction and focusing there and spending their money right? Like not just throwing it away, but building the right way are the teams that are going to be successful. Those are the teams that you're going to see continue to elevate. Yes, it's about having more money. That's true. But it's also about how they're doing it. Okay. And that's what I want to talk about some more tonight. First of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas. There's a Christmas edition. I'm recording this on Christmas Eve in the evening. My wife's putting my daughter to sleep right now. And so I thought I would just get this off my chest, before we, you know, watch Die Hard, which I don't know what you guys do on Christmas Eve, but I like to watch Die Hard. Die Hard's a great movie, by the way, fantastic movie. It is a Christmas movie. And if you say it's not, I think you're wrong. So I'm going to watch that tonight. And then my favorite Christmas movies to watch on Christmas Day are Home Alone and Home Alone 2. Those have to be in the lineup. They're fantastic. So Merry Christmas to all. Thank you so much for your support of the Bucky Report. And for those of you that get jump on the audio platform and listen to these Rajiv's Corner episodes, I love doing them. It's just 20 or so minutes of me just talking into a mic. I love it. And it's a lot of fun. And like, you know, as like I said in the past, there's a couple of people have sent their ideas. Send me a Twitter message at Rajiv Badgers. Send me an email, rkc722@gmail.com. Send me a note. Let me know if there's something you want to talk about. I'd love to hear from you. So the question that I have, and the question I think a lot of people have right now, is Wisconsin actually equipped to do this, to be a well-run organization? One of the people that we've had question marks about, let's be honest, is Chris McIntosh, right? If you're a Badger fan, and you likely are, you have questions about that. You're not sure if Chris McIntosh is really the guy. I mean, he, after all, made the Luke Fickell hire, right? And that hasn't proven to be a good hire yet. Not saying it can't be, but it hasn't really worked out yet. And some of the things that I've been hearing a little recently, and there was a little chatter about it last night on Locked On Badgers when we did our Christmas giveaway show at the very end. There have been some rumblings coming out, a couple different sources that I've heard it from, three, and other people have heard it as well. There seems to be a little bit of, whether it's missteps, miscommunications, I've heard a phrase like it's a bit of a mess. There appears to be some cracks in our foundation between the administration, the athletic department, the football coaching staff, the players, right? All four of those things need to be very well aligned. They need to be in sync, because you are talking about millions of dollars coming into the program and then millions of dollars flowing out through NIL money and figuring out how to build a roster, re-recruit, keep the players you want, which we haven't done that. We have done a little bit, and then go out and get new players. And the money coming from the administration, the athletic department has to come down. There's got to be a clear understanding of where that money's going to go, how it's going to get allocated, who it's going to get allocated to. And then on top of that, you got to remember that this isn't a pro sport. So these guys, they don't just have contracts just sitting there. They're going to be here for 4 or 5 years. No, you've got to re-recruit your entire staff. It's harder than the NFL at this point. I mean, for sure it is, because there's so many elements of this. So one of the things that I've been hearing a little bit recently is a bit of a lack of communication. And I'm not hearing this from one source. I've heard this from a couple different people about just a bit of a, you know, we're not quite sure what's going on. There isn't a lot of communication between coaches and players. And I'm not saying this is for everyone. I'm just saying these are some things that I've heard. And if you talk to some other people around the Wisconsin sphere, you know, you'll hear this a little bit more. There's a lot of uncertainty about what's actually going on behind the curtain. Okay. And we're a team that has fallen in record for 3 straight years. We're a team that has missed 2 straight bowl games in a row, which is completely unacceptable. And we have given the keys back to Luke Fickell. and said, all right, turn this around. Okay. Well, if you're going to turn it around, you're going to need to get players. You're going to need to keep the players that you have on staff right now on the roster. You're going to need to make sure that your system is a well-oiled machine. And what I mean by that is knowing where the money's coming from, who it's allowed to go to, who it's not allowed to go to, where you're going to spend it, who's in charge of that. Okay. NFL teams. I said that again, we make this comparison. They've all got general managers. A general manager looks at the whole thing, right? They know they have the keys to the whole car. They understand the entire organization, where the money comes in, where it goes out. They have to make the decisions on where to spend it. They have to make the decisions on where to allocate those resources, where to hire more people, right? That's what I do in my day job. But again, not for an athletic department, just for a large retail center. But it's the same kind of thing. Now, we have a GM, Marcus Sedbury. He's our GM of football. I don't know what he does. He doesn't really come out in the media say a lot. I'm not saying he's not doing a good job. I just don't know what it is. I don't know what those roles are. I don't know what Chris McIntosh does. So I'm not here telling you that it's not working. I'm here telling you that I don't know if it's working. And frankly, I'm losing a little bit of confidence that it is because of just some of the things that I'm hearing about. It's just not, it seems to be a bit of a cluster, for lack of a better phrase, right? Now it's new. This is not easy to navigate. So there are going to be growing pains here. But this is a athletic director. They came out and said very clearly, we're going to reinvest in the program. Luke Fickell is going to be the leader, and we feel like we can turn this around. Okay? Every team's going to lose people in the transfer portal. We lost Eugene Hilton. We lost Dylan Jones. We've lost a litany of other guys, but those are the two sort of headline names, right? Looks like we're going to keep Catalano and Posa. That's good. Have no idea what we're going to do at quarterback. The transfer portal isn't even open yet. It opens in a couple weeks or another week. And it's going to be quite interesting to see what we can do. So can this athletic department prove me wrong? And me being like saying that I'm losing a little confidence that this athletic department is a well-oiled machine, that our football coaches and our athletic director and our Wisconsin administration and those players are all aligned, right? That's what I have a lack of confidence in. Okay, so why? Heard a couple things, true, just in general, but also it's also what we've seen on the field. We've seen three straight years of decline. We've seen hiring an offensive coordinator, not really working, hiring another offensive coordinator, and seeing the offensive line go to total shambles because of one injury to a fantastic lineman, by the way, in Kevin Haywood, but it shouldn't have caused that many problems. Now we've seen that O-line coach, AJ Blazek, get fired, and now Eric Mateos is in. So we've already seen that things aren't working. So in order for them to go the way that Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell think that they want them to go, there has to be big-time improvements. Big time improvements. So when I hear things like communication seems to be bad, there seems to be confusion about money and NIL contracts and things like this, and not a lot of clarity. Okay. Those are big red flags for me. All right. They're big red flags because, and I'm not saying it can be fixed. It can all be fixed. And maybe there's a plan. Maybe the few people that I've heard this from, okay. You know, they're just, It's really nothing. That could be, right? But a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire. And we have to get this right. We have to get this right. Because if the coaches aren't communicating well with the players, and the athletic department and the administration are not communicating with the football coaches, and they're not all aligned on a vision, what we're going to see is an 18-team league that has five or six elite teams that are always going to outspend us and outperform us. And then you're going to have this big middle area full of teams that are striving for success, right? The Illinois of the world with Brett Bielema, the Michigan States of the world. And you know, there's a lot of teams in that middle range, maybe the Minnesotas of the world, that are striving for that next step. And if they are even a little bit better at making this all run together, and that operating this well-oiled machine, they're going to get ahead. They're going to jump straight up the ladder And because players are going to want to go play there, coaches are going to want to be there. If the system works better and there's clarity with contracts and there's a clear vision for what's going to happen and here's our plan, those are the teams that are going to be successful and we're going to be left behind. Now, again, I'm not saying that's not there. I'm saying we haven't seen it yet. Okay. Now, should we be seeing it? Not necessarily. This is all just conjecture. This is all just things that various people have said that are on the inside and parents and things like this. So we don't know for sure. But the opportunity to show us that you are a well-oiled machine and a program that is running a clean operation is coming. It's coming starting January 2nd. So if this program can actually show us that in January and retain some good talent, have a clear vision for what you're trying to bring in and then get that done, field a team, and then start building towards spring, okay, then I'm going to come on this show and I'm going to say, great job, because that's what I want to say. Because all of us Badger fans are dying inside because this program sucks right now. Okay, so this all has to be improved. And had we seen signs of life in the last couple of years that showed us that we were on the right track, yeah, listen, I'd feel really good about it. But I think the fact that the Camp Randall Stadium is emptying out faster than it ever has, there's droves of people saying fire Fickell up until the time that McIntosh announced he was going to come back, that shows cracks in the foundations, at least of the way that the fans support you. So you've got to prove us wrong. And we've been saying now for weeks on Locked On Badgers, on the Bucky Report, everything saying like, show us the money, right? So let's see it. I don't want to just see the money though. I want to see how this thing runs. I want to hear from parents that I talk to on the team or from people in the organization or people in the athletic department that, yeah, things are running great, man. Like we've got a clear vision, got a clear path to victory. We know what we're going to get. We know who we want. We know how we're going to attack it. We know how much money we have coming in. We're generating new sources of revenue to increase those NIL dollars. Because if any of that doesn't happen, we all know the outcome, right? We all know what happens if Luke Fickell wins 4 games next year, 5 games next year, whatever the case is, right? This is what's going to happen. You're going to see the coach get fired. You might see Chris McIntosh get fired. You might see an entire reset in the entire athletic department. Nobody wants to see that. Most of all me. I don't want to start over. I want this to work. When Luke Fickell got hired, I was talking, you know, I was saying on the shows that I think this is going to be the big turning point for us. I said we could be the next Clemson. Because what that means is taking a team that was already a high floor team and elevating them to championship quality, which is what Luke Fickell stood in front of us and said he was going to do. So I'm looking at you, Chris McIntosh. I'm looking at you, Luke Fickell. I'm looking at you, Chancellor Mnookin. Get in a room and figure out the plan. Okay. And again, if that's happening, kudos to you. Then we'll see that in January. We'll know what's happening because we're going to get the right players. We're going to have a vision. We're going to see what's going on. We're going to hear things on the inside saying, yeah, we're operating well. But we have to see that. And I want to acknowledge, again, that I certainly would have no idea how to do this, but I'm not in the athletic department or paid to do that, right? But I think there's a lot of steps you can take to make this better. And one of the simple things is good communication. Talking to your players, talking to your coaches, articulating a plan, articulating a vision, having a vision. If they're lost in that building, if there's not a lot of clarity on what's going on, you can fall really hard, really fast. And that's not what anybody wants. And the athletic department, of course, is just football. We're talking about football tonight, but basketball, right? I mean, there's a lot of things going on with basketball. At least there's some consistency with Greg Gard there. You've got a women's basketball program kind of on the mend and turning around a little bit. You've got two stellar hockey programs. You've got a volleyball program that just went to the Final Four. If you want all those things to happen and keep going in the right direction, things have got to be aligned at the top. Everything starts at the top. Any organization you look at, it's who sets the tone, and that's Chris McIntosh, that's Chancellor Mnookin. That's where it has to start. And if those guys are in alignment and we've got a plan, then I think we're going to see that work. And I'm concerned because I do think we are a bit of a program out of sync right now. And I think that's a couple of years of just, you know, being a bit lost and chasing down wins. And ever since Barry left and, you know, and frankly, the Paul Chryst firing, which I supported at the time and I still do, there were just things weren't operating very well. The recruiting department wasn't operating well, right? Now we got some of that fixed. And then, you know, like there's a lot of just, we've got to make sure that if we commit to paying players, we're paying them. Right. If we're committing to, if we're hiring new people, they're communicating with our folks. If we're bringing on new players and we're talking to people in the transfer portal that there's a clear vision of what they're going to do. If we need to outspend other teams to, you know, to get the quarterback that we need to get, then get it. Right. If you're not willing to spend $2.5-3 million on a quarterback next year, we're not going to get a quarterback next year. We very well could be looking at Billy Edwards part two. Okay. Which, listen, you all know me. I like Billy Edwards and I think Billy Edwards would have been really good this year. I don't know that exactly that I want him to be the starter next year. I think that's a possibility. Okay. I don't hope that doesn't happen. I hope that we're going out and looking at Colton Joseph and Jaden Craig, who I really like. But we don't know, but this department is going to show itself. The curtain is going to come down very soon. So what's happening behind the curtain? None of us know. But the point is, we're all going to know soon. We're all going to know very soon what's happening behind that curtain. And if it's not a clean, good, when I say clean, I don't mean like fraudulent. I just mean like efficient. Like if it's not an efficient run operation with all of this mess that's living in the world of college sports right now, you will fall so hard to the bottom and then everyone's going to see it. And then we have to start from scratch. You have to build back, which nobody wants. Nobody wants to see that at all. And me more than most. I just want to see success. I just want to see this department take the lead here, do things the right way, spend in the top third, as we've heard, and actually get quarterbacks, actually get good players and fill out this roster. Thanks for listening. Once again, just want to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for your incredible support of the show and the Bucky Report, Locked On Badgers, everything that we're trying to do in the community, just to talk about the sport, talk about the Badgers, and hopefully provide therapy when necessary or just talk about some interesting topics. Again, let me know if you have a topic you want me to cover on this, but happy holidays, happy new year, and I will talk to you very soon again on the Bucky Report.